Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Mishlei Perek Tezvav, the 15th Perek and chapter of the book of Mishlei. This Perek has 33 psukim in it, and we can look at it from different perspectives in terms of groupings and themes. Once again, this section of Mishlei is harder to look at each Perek as a story or as a single narrative, and we have to look at the interlocking patterns of the Perek. So, three different prisms through which we can view it. One prism is the psukim, which are directly connected to each other through a common word, and they're sort of groupings of psukim. So as an example, in this section, we can look at different groupings of psukim. So for instance, psukim aleph to dalet focus the word around the word lashon, which means speech or the tongue. Psukim ches to yud beis really are grouping around the word toy avas, the embarrassment or disgrace. Psukim Yud Gimel to Yud Zion group around the words lave, the heart, and the word toiv, goodness. And they are juxtaposed to one another. The Psukim Chof to Chof Gimel are around the word simcha, happiness. Psukim Chof Dalad to Chof Zion focus around the words bias, house. Psukim Chof Ches to Chof Tes focus around the word tzaddik and rasha. And the last three psukim, four psukim, lamed to lamed gimel, focus around the word shemua, hearing, and musar, rebuke. So that's one way of looking at the perek, is through the words which connect different sections of psukim. But then there are actually also thematic idea connections through the perek. So for instance, psukim tes to yud are about the way of a person's life. The last pasuk in Perek Yudalad and the first pasuk in Perek Tezvav is about anger, Evra and Chema, which connect to one another. And then there are another way of looking at the Perek. The third way of looking at the Perek is non-adjacent psukim. So psukim which are not in the same group, but share the common words. So some of these words are the theme words of our Perek, and they are Musar and Tochacha, which is rebuke, Machshavos, thoughts, Orach, the way, and Hashkacha, the way our Kodesh Baruch Hu looks after and leads our lives. So there are lots of different ways of subdividing this perek. And once again, many of these psukim are contrasting psukim, or contrasting within themselves or to the previous psukim. It is interesting to note, again, that we're in the second book of Mishlei, which is very much to this idea. We're going to look at three specific psukim in the focus, but obviously they are simply an invitation to look at each and every pasuk and unpack it in the many, many levels that it has. Obviously, Mishlei is meant to be something which is learnt, at least in this book, pasuk by pasuk, and so it is an injustice that we're learning it in simply 10 minutes, but we're going to do the best to get a sense of some of the ideas. So I chose three psukim which are somewhat more familiar and also somehow capture some of the themes that were mentioned just beforehand. The first of the psukim that we're going to be looking at is pasuk Dalad, and it reads as follows. Marpe loshon eitz chayim, the healing tongue is a tree of life, v'selef bo sheva beruach, but the devious one, meaning a devious tongue, makes for a broken spirit. That makes a lot of sense. We know that a tongue can do a lot of harm and a lot of good. A compliment just at the right time can build us. A word of criticism can destroy us. And so therefore, the Gemara builds on this. The Gemara in Erechin, Daf Tezvov Amud Beis, says the following very sensible response to this, that it's not just about the power of the tongue, but it's actually the antidote to the tongue. The Gemara says, in the name of Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, that how does a person who speaks Lashon Hara fix their life? You are an avid gossiper. How do you fix this? So the Gemara says, Im Tavid Chacham Hu, if you are a wise person, Yasek B'Torah, learn Torah. How do you know that? Because it says, Mar Pe Lashon, Eitz Chayim. That a person who is a healing tongue can be the tree of life. The tree of life refers to the Torah. You want to heal your tongue, learn the Eitz Chayim, which is the Torah. And the Gemara then goes on to say that if a person is not a Talmud Chacham, v'im am ha'aretz, if a person is in ignoramus, yashpil da'atoi, a person should diminish their knowledge. Shenemar v'silef boy sheva ruach, that a person at the end of the pasuk says that a humble one that it makes for a lashon makes for a broken spirit. The way to fix the tongue, if you don't have the chachma, is a broken spirit. Two different ways to fix a terrible habit of gossip. The Meir Shilach, the Ishwitzer Rebbe, says a very, very profound statement into this. He gives an example in understanding this pasuk in a different way. He says, imagine that you have two merchants. They're both selling the same merchandise. They go to the marketplace. They make a killing. They both sell a lot of merchandise. They both are counting the money at the end of the day. And the one has a whole lot more money than the other one. So the first merchant says, I don't understand. We both sold, 50 of our units of our merchandise. Why is it that you have more money than me? So the second merchant said, well, the issue is not about how many units of merchandise you sold. The issue is where you bought it from in the first place. You were buying at a loss. You were getting bad merchandise. You were getting it at a overpriced price, which means that there's very little to make profit on. I was able to get a good deal even at the starting point. The Meir Shilach says the following. You can have a person who learns Torah, and they learn a lot of Torah, but you know what? Their value system, their character is corrupt. In such a case, even though they're learning a lot of Torah, they're getting a lot of Torah, that miles, and there's a lot of Torah words learnt, the system that it's being placed into is corrupt, and therefore it's not going to be very profitable. It's going to be, in fact, breeding corruption. Whereas a person who has the Derech Eretz, who has the basic manners, has the basic courtesy which precedes the Torah, that Kadma LaTorah, that person, when the person actually has the Torah, then it can be profitable, then it can give a person a good life. Sometimes we make the mistake in thinking that Torah itself will improve a person's life. It has the capacity to, but if it's on a corrupt basis, it itself has the danger of being corrupt as well. Let's look at Pasuk Ches. Pasuk Ches says the following, Zevach Rasha'im To'avas Hashem, the sacrifice of the evil or the disgrace of Hashem, utfilas yeshorim retzonai, and the prayers of the straight are His will. What is this referring to? So the Vilna Gaon says that the word zevach refers to a korban shlomim. It refers to a sacrifice, which is a peace sacrifice. The peace sacrifice is not brought about a sinner person committed. It was brought for many things. One example of a peace sacrifice, the korban shlomim, is a korban toida, a thanksgiving offering. A person is thanking a Kodesh Baruch Hu for a salvation which occurs in their life. So listen to the pasuk more carefully now. Zevach Roshayim. Let's say a Rasha is bringing a Korban Shlomim. Then it's a Toavas Hashem. It's a disgrace. Because what should the Rasha really be bringing? He should not be bringing a thanksgiving offering or a peace offering. He should be bringing a Korban Chatas. He's got problems in his life. Search into your problems. Work out fixing those problems. Don't bring me nice roses, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when you have problems at home. It doesn't work. Fix up the problems before you bring all the niceties. However, utfilas yesharim ritzonai, let's say you have a yashar, a person who's a upright person, a person who lives a good lifestyle, but they don't have access, they can't afford a korban. They're not living at a time in history where a korban is available to them. In such a case, ritzonai, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. What He wants more is our willingness to listen to Him, our willingness to live a life which reflects Him, our willingness to be a chariot, a merkava for a shchin in the world, more than He is interested in the specific niceties that we provide for Him, even if they're a korban shlamim. That's what Pasuk Ches is talking about. And finally, we go towards the end of the perek, where it says, Mo'ore Naim, Pasuk Lamed, Mo'ore Naim, Yesamach Lev, what brightens the eye, it gladdens the heart. Shmua tova tadashen etzen, and a good news puts fat on the bones. Fascinating enough, the Gemara in Gittin talks about the famous meeting between Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Vespasian, where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai feigned death to escape the siege of Jerusalem at the Second Temple and met Vespasian, the Roman general, and he told him the tidings that he would become Caesar, and in fact he receives the tidings as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai tells him this, and the Gemara says that he had one boot on and one boot off, and he couldn't get the second boot on afterwards. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai explained to him, based on this pasuk, that because Shmua Tova Tadashin Etzem, a Shmua Tova, good tidings, fatten the bone, there's a psychosomatic effect where a person swells when they feel good news, then that's why he couldn't get the boots on. That's what was not happening. The Malbim says that even in here, there's also another diok, another way of looking at this pasuk. And that is that there's a difference between what he calls the Shmua Tova, that a person hears, or is it a close hearing, or is it a far hearing? If it's something you can see, if it's something which you can tangibly see, and you see something which is good, it actually impacts your heart, it impacts your very being, your very character, your very neshama. But if it's a shmua rechoika, if it's something I hear from a distance, then it won't impact my actual being, my body. I might have a excitement in the body, but it's not going to really impact my neshama to the same degree. Which is why the next pasuk is, as the Malbim points out, is oizen shama tochachas chayim. that a person who listens to the rebukes of life, a person who's willing to be cognizant of what's going on around them, should live and lodge among the wise. What does that mean? Is that because you understand the impacts of news more profoundly when you can see it, when you're around it, then be around the tzaddikim to see the way they live, to see the way they react, to see the way they don't react, in order to be able to perfectly amalgamate circumstances in our lives in a way which is beneficial. These are three psukim, and of course, just the beginning of many more psukim to be able to learn more, in a more deep and a more profound way. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.